they're so big. Oh, they're big, 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 and now they're gone, and this is the big sound.
Big, we're big, 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 big. Big.
Huge.
Big one.
It's size, friends. You get size. If nothing else, you get plenty of size with this radio station.
Oh. As soon as we are able to transcend the time problems inherent in life on Earth and gain control of the situation, we will return you to your previously scheduled conversation.
We are controlling transmission.
We are conscious of our responsibility and obligation to provide programs which will be enjoyable, entertaining, and tasteful.
I assure you that this network will continue to adhere to the high standards we have maintained throughout the years. Thank you.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to
the subgenius hour of slack. It hurts so bad, dear friends. This is the most painful show I'll ever have to do because I haven't smoked a cigarette in 4 days. Happy birthday to Tevis.
Wow.
You mean that's why my brain has been coming up with all that stuff?
Yes.
Afraid so, kids.
You are the navigator.
And I am the spaceship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, dear friends. Well, this is Hour of Slack 1070. Technically, but it's really a rerun of an ancient Hour of Slack number 113 from the year of 1987. We're doing reruns for the next few shows of very ancient shows because we're delving into the ancient history of the ancient Church of the Subgenius for an online course in such things, and later on hopefully I'll turn it into some sort of a book and DVD project. But in the meantime, we're digging up the olden stuff and truth and lies from the olden days. This particular show is one of what turned out to be several I have just quit smoking shows. I did not actually succeed in quitting smoking cigarettes in 1987, but I did after the 1997 I'm Quitting Smoking show. Actually, I might not have done one, and maybe that's why that one worked. Anyway, friends, let us now go 19 years into the deep, deep past. Praise Bob.
Activate penetration recording. Activate all radiation surveillance consoles 1 through 20. Switch control
monitors
to automatic.
God, I'm having a hard time keeping control of this show tonight, dear friends. Because it ain't every day that a person quits smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. Oh, please help. Come in.
You're gonna get it for this.
Yeah, sure are. Everything hurts. But it's a hurt that seems more mental than physical. A hurt that comes from the inside and moves out. It hurts to do anything, especially this horrible show. It hurts to think or say. Go ahead, do it.
I don't need maneuvers. I just want to get out of here.
Only cigarettes would help me now.
I'm fine.
I hate the feel of cleanliness.
Oh.
That's the way it feels.
It's
making it worse, friends.
No, it won't.
Only smoking cigarettes will make it better. It's worse. It's worse. It's, you're making it worse.
You're just making it worse.
You want it to be worse. Everybody wants it to be worse. Oh, they're laughing. You're out there laughing at me, aren't you? You think it's real funny. You think it's funny that I'm trying to break a habit of 16 years. Well, if I can't quit after a few shows, if you hear me, if you hear me smoking again, then it just proves that I'm human. And if I can quit smoking, it'll prove that I'm beyond human, greater or less than human. Quit laughing! It hurts! You're just trying to make it worse! Oh, it's no big deal, though. Everything's just like normal. Oh, real funny. Oh, everybody laughs. They think it's real. You non-smokers, you don't know. And you don't care either. Oh, they can't care. No way. I think it's just like a headache. I've screamed. I've cried. And you're laughing.
Ten months
of suffering and labor, this joke is, friends. Go ahead and laugh. Non-smokers, giggling away.
No!
Sir, this is the best the supreme being can do.
Why do you keep blowing me up all the time, huh?
I don't know. It's
no
so
fight.
Fun. Hey,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull a pin in that collar.
When it comes to covering the United States, subgenius tradition calls for propagandistic hack work.
Is that our job, or is that...
Yes, we've taken over this station in hopes of subverting your mind by beaming your
criminal radio host marching into your head now. Isn't it cute? They have those little powdered wigs on and three-cornered hats. They're almost harmless as they march up your spinal cord.
But when they reach your brain, a deadly conflict ensues.
Really? Well, that's very interesting, Dr. Hal. And now back to breakfast hour here on the show.
Well, I guess it'll work for the show anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. DeBofram and his surgical mind trick. Look at him go, that flashing steel. Only one pair of hands in the country could possibly perform with such consummate skill. It is a ludicrous sight to see Garrett use not only his hands but his feet to cut the cadaver on the table into an unrecognizable pulp.
Oh, you must be from the Little Hill tribe.
This country must move forward to a new frontier of subgenius radio programming.
Here.
But this promise was to be shattered when on November 22nd, 1983, Bob was shattered in both kneecaps by a terrorist thrown bomb.
He could never play golf again. It was very sad.
But look at him go on his little cart. Look at his split.
I know. He kept trying to play golf for years after that. It was embarrassing to be out there on the course. And his little torso would go by in the automated golf cart.
Well, boy, that's a killer. Boy, you have to play.
That's a killer.
But he was young once.
The ultimate
he had
happened.
A mommy
the
who
prince.
Tucked him in at night. And an adorable little puppy called Puddles,
really
the perplexed
government spy
poodle.
Tuzzers probably were a Nazi secret weapon, but that was back in the 40s when only Hitler was in contact.
Too many UFOs piloted by Nazis like Errol Flynn from the center of the Earth were the reason that the government withdrew its plan.
Maybe I'll duck into his disco.
By his life in a disco. Look at that little dog go through those moves. Not as good as a human, though. Everybody laughs at him, but he discloses
heart and soul away.
Oh, they're still laughing. Oh, Bob, let me smoke.
Well, I'm all fixed as far as I'm concerned as a medicine man. I'll have 3 meals a day, 5 if I want them, roof over my head to drink every now and then to warm me up. I'll be worshipped and fed and treated like a high priest for telling people things they want to hear. Good medicine men are born, not made. Come and see me sometime, my boy. Even you'll take off your hat when you see how respected I am.
That's box 140306.
They want to make me their legislature, their whole legislature. I don't know what that means, but it must be the highest honor they can bestow.
That was J.R. Bob Dobbs, dear friends. It was Bob.
Who? Bigfoot?
No, not Bigfoot. Bob.
Bigfoot?
No, Bob. It was Bob. Bob, let me smoke. No, I won't listen to the devil. I won't listen to the devil. I will... I... Oh. Oh, that's what it feels like inside. Me! The tobacco demons are chasing me. They're trying to get me, oh please. Callers, help, pray for...
prepared and fixed to get ready to maybe start to think about perhaps going even on about it. Much
less taking a big old hit.
Do you think women find you attractive?
Well, I ain't bragging. It's understood.
What did you say when the London critics voiced their opinion of your show?
I know that I should leave.
Well, Jerry, here's a question rather important to our audience. Were the conservative Britons very shaken over your behavior?
But look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
He's Bob don't ever change. He's Bob, always will be Bob. His face is the one big assembly of dots that shine in the dark. His grin is the one that looks friendly, but so does the grin of a shark. He's Bob don't ever change. He's Bob, always will be Bob. His hair is the one with the highlight that shines on the pompadour, that glimmers and gleams in the twilight. It's clear he knows what it's for. He's Bob don't ever change. He's Bob, always will be Bob. His pipe is the one with the dottle that rings on the roofs like fire. His neck is the one with the waddle inflaming folks' desire. He's Bob. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob.
Oh, yeah, Pink.
Pinker, my Bob and thee.
Pinker, my Bob.
The cake and the Bible and the missiles.
Oh, Bob, to keep the artistic integrity of the formula of this show, I haven't smoked any cigarettes in 72 hours or more, Bob. But Bob, where's my reward? What do you get for me, Bob? Oh, friends, if you need to know more about the nicotine withdrawal clinics of J.R. Bob Dobbs, I'm not worried about sounding like a fool. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Don't care. Don't care. I've had enough. What you're hearing in the background here is from Hinton Templar.
The China White Heroin Phoenix Program. With the cake and the Bible. And the minds and Theodore Shapley, Salvador Allende. The American democracy and the mission was not going to continue their effort.
Americans murdered by acorn. 7,300.
And Richard Secord.
Children and teenagers murdered by acorns. 3,346.
Richard Secord was made under George Bush.
Adult re-education subgenius centers destroyed. 2,840.
Raphael Chichi Quintero.
6,236 children left without slack by the conspiracy.
Director of the CIA, Bill Casey. With the National Security Advisor, Richard Allen. By June of 1981, they had resolved the strange and the series of and the missiles, falsehoods, the secret team. Hush money. Hush money. Hush money. In the bowels of our government, for 25 years, we have been blackmailed. What we are dealing with is a cancer deep in the chest of our body politic.
But the rain stops.
But the rain stops.
The sun comes out.
The sun comes out.
Everything's back.
Everything's undramatic as a sunflower.
As peaceful
as a peaceful girl.
As peaceful as a girl.
Two little girls.
Two little girls. And a cake.
Buddy Mark Twain said, he asked, what is the chief end of man? Why, to get rich. And in what way should he get rich? Well, dishonestly if he can, honestly if he must. There are times when one would like to hang the whole human race and finish the farce. And just light up another cigarette. Come on, Bob, let me have one. Oh. Adam was the first great benefactor of our race, friends, for he brought death into the world. O Lord, our Father, our young patriots, idols of our hearts, go forth to battle. Be thou near them, O Lord our God. Help us to tear their soldiers to bloody shreds with our shells. Help us to cover their smiling fields with the pale forms of their patriot dead. Help us to drown the thunder of the guns with the shrieks of their wounded writhing in pain. Help us to lay waste their humble homes with a hurricane of fire. Help us to wring the hearts of their unoffending widows with unavailing grief. For our sakes, who also adore thee, Lord, blast their hopes, blight their lives, protract their bitter pilgrimage, make heavy their steps and water their way with their tears, stain the white snow with the blood of their wounded feet. We ask it in the spirit of love, of him who is the source of love, and who is the ever faithful refuge and friend of all who are sore beset and seek his aids with humble and contrite hearts. Amen. Thanks a lot, God. This is Stang talking. Where's the cigarettes? Jesus. God almighty. Oh, actually, that was by Mark Twain. Yes, Mark Twain hated humanity just as much as most subgeniuses do. And those of you who haven't brushed up on your Twain, I heartily... Oh, listen to the pain of others. You know, when you're... That's Hellswami Satellite Weaver's being electrocuted there in the background. That's how we made him quit smoking. It was easy for him. All he had to do was die. One last word here before we go on from Mark Twain. This is from an essay concerning the Jews, actually. Twain said, "I'm quite sure that, bar none, I have no race prejudices, and I think I have no color prejudices or caste prejudices, nor creed prejudices. Indeed, I know it. I can stand any society. All that I care to know is that a man is a human being. That is enough for me. He can't be any worse."
Shoot the natives.
Any more natives around here?
Not after that. Got that one. Obnoxious radio promoter.
We have to keep firing because it's important. And that way we spend money.
Get that one.
That's right. More bullets for us means more dollars for you.
I'd like a couple of dum-dum rounds.
Thank you.
You've got them.
Okay, we got a lock and load.
Hey, wait. There's another little dum-dum round.
Okay, cue it up.
I'm not going to tell you which one he is. I'm not sure we ought to give away our precious secrets to these negative beings out there in negative land.
Hello, Neepy caller. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Neepy.
We'll play the nipple caller.
Just crawl right up here, Neepy. We know that since you've talked to us last time, you've developed limbs and you've got probably a solid backbone instead of that.
Look at that spinal
cord. Nodal cord.
Let me regurgitate all the dogma and I deal with them, and my little friends, they used to laugh and gather around me.
Caution, mouth-to-mouth regurgitation is illegal in certain sectors.
But now they just all look at me.
But now the distractions bear me down to earth.
I stand in torment and I'm ostracized.
I think maybe you better go.
Look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I don't know what I mean.
I don't either.
I mean, he's not like you or me, but he is a man.
Bob.
And contact with a woman just might bring him out of himself. Might lead to something new.
It could save Bob. Come on, girls, call in. Oh, listen to him. He needs you. Call in, ladies. I want a cigarette! I've got to have one, please. Happy birthday, Tavis. You wouldn't believe what we had to do to get that acting job out of that child.
Don't grant tell me.
But maybe no child is ever too young. A wolf may be more than he seems. He may come in many disguises.
What's that?
The wolf that ate your sister was hairy on the outside. But when she died, she went straight to heaven. The worst kind of wolves are hairy on the inside. And when they bite you, they drag you with them to hell.
What do you mean, hairy on the inside, like a furry coat?
Hush now, foolish child. Listen. Once upon a time, there was a woman in the village. She married a traveling man.
With whose eyebrows met in the middle of his face. Never trust a man whose brows meet in the middle of his face, dear friends. For he's either a werewolf or a tobacco demon. Or puzzling evidence. And Bob doesn't seem to care! No, come on, Bobby. Help me out. You're going to get me through this show.
The White House is still haunted by ghosts and demons.
And how much do they affect the policies of this country?
What about the elders of Wotan?
And the tobacco demons.
Wotan.
Not that.
All sound effects stop with the name of Wotan.
Wotan is our great god. Wotan is our worship word. Wotan. Oh, we don't count in land of Wotan. Even animals can vote in.
Okay.
It's occasionally accurate news live from inside a diseased beef taco.
Look at that. As we get closer, we see these crawling, pugilating animalcules.
Chemical breakdown of what's in the food.
Tiny maggots writhing through meat. Well, isn't life wonderful, even though it's full of unending agony and pain that mars all consciousness?
Yeah,
there are
kidding.
Some nice things about life,
oh,
too.
Man.
Like the beam of sunlight on a baby's behind. And as we get closer and closer,
every
we see,
week, the baby's behind. We gotta stare at this thing at 5 a.m.
It's getting closer. It's getting through the gate. Quick, recite the spell or it'll be too late for humanity. Why, I think it's kind of beautiful.
Gary began the incantation.
Our entire planet will be changed into a paradise.
It's like a rotten orange.
Too late. It's an alien baby.
Concentrate the photons. Maybe we can burn a hole through that baby's butt.
Okay, let's get started. As ugly as that seems, ladies and gentlemen, turn away from the monitor, please. If you can't
That's
wash
okay.
the whole
it's
beam.
It's your in. Baby, not ours.
I'm saying child abusers, you ought to be pulled off the air.
The baby doesn't feel it. It's just a rotten orange. Come on.
Ah, yes, and the cast. The cast your head.
Should have pulled the stem off.
Y'all ever have a grandma
orange
sandwich?
Juice all over everything now?
It's orange-colored ink. Look, everything's orange.
Oh, yeah. Quick, back up. It eats through the paint.
Everything in front of my eyes, orange, orange. I can't take it. I'm going crazy.
And so Hal jumped off the ship.
Yeah!
Splash.
Orange, you're dead?
I didn't know what to do, so I went normal.
Hi,
Gary. Got a haircut. No beard.
No feet.
How does Gary's hair cut itself off like that, Philo?
Yes, caller.
But it grows
fault.
As
no
fast
feet.
As we can cut it.
Okay, stand back.
Now he's 20 feet tall. Back. Back. I created you. Back.
Back.
Caller with no back.
Let's go over that again. Lucy, you saw some sort of no back.
Too real. We're switching now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get the fuck in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
I'm gonna take a walk down over the street.
Well, thank you. We're returning now.
That was the Pelican's outer space recording. Earth, I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Bentinck-Moles of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there is possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there? That was Lapping Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Decency, vulgarity, obscenity, these are strictly confined to man, said Twain in his letters from the Earth to aliens. Man invented these sins. Among the higher animals, there's no trace of them. They hide nothing. They are not ashamed. By minute crawls by, friends. This is the longest show. Can blue men sing the whites? Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, the first time God came down to Earth, he brought life and death. But when he came the second time, he brought hell. And when he came the third time, he brought slack. The third time was Bob. Third time's a charm, you know? That old Bobby. His buddy Twain further suggested that the human being like the immortals, naturally places sexual intercourse far and away above all other joys, and yet he's left it out of his heaven. The Bible is full of interest. It has noble poetry in it, and some clever fables, and some blood-drenched history, and good morals, and a wealth of obscenity, and friends, upwards of 1,000 lies. Anybody got a light? This is what it feels like inside my head, being hollowed out cell by cell from the inside. Says Michael Pepe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're having quite a party down here.
We are experiencing interference with our transmission.
Yeah, back up the show here and adjust the conspiracy the way we were supposed to.
Turn up the volume. Crank up the genius.
You know, a lot of you tuned in to hear conspiracy facts and factoids.
Let's just all
here we are stuck in the
Cafe
same old
Neutron.
Dumb show.
I bet they're really running the show these days. Some of the greatest thinkers of man have been in there in the last 24 hours and no one's noticed.
Yes, the thunder of the Athanasian Creed is no longer heard on Trinity Sunday, and few are the parsons who expound from the pulpit the central dogma of the church on that day.
Well, Colin, what do you think of the six-bullet theory?
Well, I think as long as there's one, it's bound to get you.
Did you believe that the sixth and last bullet, which is conjectured to be Reagan's butt plug, was actually present at the Kennedy assassination?
Please, on this program we say Tampian.
Well, I believe that the Tampian was always in Ronald Reagan's...
For the news, scientists extracted a large color from Reagan's jurisdiction.
Whatever you do, don't push that button.
No, this is non-color.
But don't push that non-color button.
It was picked up by an FBI agent on the north side of Main Street.
I'm nonplussed by this nonsense.
See, I'm not really
okay,
color.
Put the pin on the car, huh?
There he goes, rising to the sky in a fountain of debris. Look at that expanding cloud, expanding at 65 feet per second. Buildings knocked over. Cars melted into puddles of metal. An incandescent shockwave traveling outward at an extraordinary speed, destroying all that it meets before it. And right in the center, Bob Dobbs' face.
Yes, Bob, bad little show, things up in the air.
Yes, we're the Sense of Humor Radio.
Huh. Okay, so you're driving down a country road far from anywhere, and it's the wee hours of the night, right?
When you fall dead, does anyone hear you?
Suddenly, you run out of gas. There's nobody around, and everything is deserted. It's all dark and lonesome. So you get out of your car and start walking. Right?
Right.
I wouldn't.
See, maybe your gas tank got a hole knocked in it by a rock, so all your gas drained out, and maybe you'd heard there was a gas station up ahead, and that's why you get out and start walking. Okay, now you're walking along this road, and you see off to the side a rotten, tumble-down, deserted farmhouse. You decide to go in there and look around, right?
Right.
And you pull out a small pen light from your pocket that you've forgotten you had, and you start shining it around to see if you can find a can of gas.
Yes, it is, Gary.
Okay, you don't see any gas, so you go in. There's a flight of steps to the cellar, and you flash the dim light before you start walking
don't go
down.
In there.
And just
go
as
in
you
there.
Get to the bottom, what do you see looming out of the darkness?
A naked face. Kitty cat.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff plotting an intensification of the bombing in Cambodia. No, it's a body hanging from a rotted rope in the
Cambodia.
Ceiling. And you look around some more, and you see their bodies all over the floor. Some have their heads
How does this body
axes.
In Cambodia,
Others
you
look
might
like they've been shot
into conspiracy
stabbed.
Theory.
And then Mark Lane walks out intact.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
well, if this was true, wouldn't you feel horror? Wouldn't you want to get away from those bodies? No, you'd want to go down and start undressing them and playing with them if you were a necrophiliac. But you'd probably turn and get out of there as fast as possible.
That's you, caller.
Hello, guys. Hello?
My what? Point is, even you feel okay. supernatural horror. Even the cold, hardcore atheist gets scared when he sees
the
eerie sight of the dead sprawled all over the cellar floor.
Yes,
a creaking house in the middle of nowhere. And if you feel supernatural horror, then there is supernatural. And if there is supernatural, there is, or could be, God. Well, and here he comes now.
She was the best of ever.
Hey, God,
give
the keys to the car.
She didn't even have to touch you to
it. In my belly shalt thou go.
Thank you.
And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Look at those guys beating the bejesus out of God. Now they're honking at him and running over him.
God's running through the traffic,
jump,
trying to get away from
him. See God jump.
I believe it's something God puts in us.
Yeah, hey, you ever notice how DDT only strikes down the evil ants?
The evil empire.
What's going on here? Yeah,
well,
that's
a conspiracy.
The way it is. Turn the page, caller.
If you can manage to find your way through the sludge, there's an important lesson in this somewhere that needs to be learned.
And that lesson is?
Better to throw the food in the street than give the kiddies too much to eat, but better belly burst than good meat spilt in the street on St. Swithin's Day.
Well,
don't
think, the baby down the
then don't talk, interrupted the man, Adam.
Using the bathwater.
Yes, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater into the street over that pile of reeking meat.
Well, sorry I asked.
I can't hear you. I can't hear anything.
You're lucky.
I refuse to hear anything.
I refuse to acknowledge anybody else.
What did he say?
Did he?
Oh, yeah. How the devil's chuckling yell during the show right
it's
down
the show.
Rockin' away, rockin' away, I'm rockin' to the moon.
Yes, dear friends. Well, you know, I ought to cut in here and make sure that there's some credit given for that amazing bit right just then. That was from, was it more than an hour, less than a show? In Berkeley on KPFA, the Subgenius Show in Berkeley. With Dr. Howell, Puzzling Evidence, and Gary Gabrogfriend, and Movius Rex. Fun stuff, and there's more where that came from. If you want to call for information on all the books and magazines and such like that we can't really tell you about, you need to write for information. Write for information from the Church of the Subgenius. And you can write to the number that we'll be giving at the end of this sermon. All right? In the meantime, you can call 1-800-NEVER-SEE-YOUR-FIRST-YET. Because you know there's never been an intelligent person of the age of 60 who would consent to live his life over again, his or anybody else's. That's what Mark Twain said. This is a Mark Twain night. He used a fake name, too. Man is without any doubt the most interesting fool there is. Also the most eccentric. He hasn't written a single law in his Bible or out of it, which has any but one purpose and intention, which is to limit or defeat a law of God. I believe that we know just what to say about that.
Don't pray to God to solve your problems. Pray to that part of God within you. Have the guts to fight for yourself. God wants brave souls. He wants winners, not quitters.
He wants non-smokers.
You can't win, at least try to win.
Try to smoke.
God loves dryers.
We love smokers.
Is that right, Robin? Hey.
Yay, God.
Brother Woodrow, lead us in the closing prayer. Whether you gonna do it or not, it's missed.
Welcome to Big Day. Don't you know that Big Day is brought to you by... That's right, new. What is it? New snake milk. Yeah, that's it. And don't you know that snake milk has a shelf life of about 2,000 years? And why? Well, it's because every quart of snake milk has at least 200 milligrams of reconstituted whale jism. That's right, reconstituted whale jism. but anyway, welcome to the big day. Yes, it's been a very large day around here, as usual.
Big day.
I got up this morning. I had a very long, large...
Yeah. Well, you know, now that I've quit smoking, of course, if I haven't quit smoking, y'all can laugh. Oh, laugh all you want. But if I have, then I'll probably contract lung cancer now that I've quit. And then y'all can freeze me. That's it.
In just 8 minutes, the earth behind us looks like a giant balloon.
Freeze old Reverend Stang in a cryogenic tank.
I left my wallet
What? And worship my corpse like you worship Bob's today as we bow down before the frozen body of Bob embedded in that huge ice cube.
Come on.
Immortality.
Well, extended life. Greatly extended.
You know what we're looking for. Cryoprotected.
You know why?
I'm going to freeze everyone with cancer and bring them back when there's a cure.
Yes.
Then what are you going to do with them?
I don't think that's the main issue, Shepard.
Yeah, they want no living soul.
Gorillas are going to spend all their money.
I mean, are we going to have waves of freeze-dried old folks living in Miami Beach? No, I mean, who are you kidding? There are too many people in the world right now. Death is nature's way of making room for someone else.
Einstein, Bertrand Russell. Einstein could have finished his theory.
Hitler could have finished his.
Mozart.
Young. Stravinsky.
Genghis Khan.
Charles Parker.
Mao. Shakespeare.
Gandhi.
Fatty Arbery.
All right, so who's to live?
Everyone? And who's to decide? Guys with the money and the power? They'll stay and keep everything. I mean, they eat better food, they drive better cars, and now they're going to live longer, too.
Shepard, someday paramedics are going to carry cryotanks. Someone's dying, you freeze him. You stop everything until you've got the blood or the surgeons or the spare parts you need. This is worth much more than any one man, even him.
If we were going to hurt him, which we're not.
He's a man, not a specimen. A 40,000-year-old man who can teach us about ourselves. Tell us how we evolved. Now that is much more important than trying to figure out how to preserve people. I mean, he's alive. You're forgetting that. You can't take him apart, punch him full of holes, and drain all his fluids.
That's our best chance of keeping him alive. We have to study him in order to save him.
Oh, yes, dear friends. We have to study them in order to save them, you know? There's really no reason why not to believe in that. We've got to study in order to save the animals, including man, the highest animal. We've got a song about animals coming up from the Swinging Love Corpses, who are in the background right now. As Twain said, of all the animals, man is the only one that is cruel. He's the only one that inflicts pain for the pleasure of doing it. It's a trait that's not known to the higher animals. The higher animals engage in individual fights, but never in organized masses. Man is the only animal that deals in that atrocity of atrocities, war. The pitifulest thing out there is a mob. That's what an army is, a mob. They don't fight with courage that's born in them, but with courage that's borrowed from their mass and from their officers. But a mob without any man at the head of it is beneath pitifulness. A man is a religious animal. He's the only religious animal. He's the only one that has the true religion. Several of them. Thousands of them. He's the only animal that loves his neighbor as himself and cuts his throat if his theology isn't straight. Ah, yes. Man the machine. Well, the Swinging Love Corpses got to where they were really feeling sorry for the animals, our four-footed brothers out there, and they did this song. This is a protest song for animal liberation, because I know that you don't care if 1,000 people get killed tomorrow or read about that in the news tomorrow, but if you read about one panda who can't, you know, have babies, or one rabbit whose grandchildren have all been sent off to be used in experiments, then you'd really be upset. And this song is for you. Thank y'all. From the Swinging Love Corpses.
Sacrifice the lives every day in the name of
take to fire. I fought for the brothers. They're giving their lives. They're cutting them open, running in tubes, and putting those doors on their sides. All kind of experiments. And they do it in the name of medical science. Some wine. There's a friendly four-footed furry animal that gave his life to find out whether or not you die when you ate that stuff, or drank that stuff, or smoked that stuff, or whatever else you had to do. Our four-footed brothers are subject to vivisection. In the name of medical science, for you, my friend, for your life, for the lives of your fellow man. Four-footed brothers are laying down their lives. Little doors on the side. Tubes running out of their little nostrils.
Oh yes, dear friends. Well, that was the Swingin' Love Corpses talking about our four-footed brothers. Dr. Philo Drummond on vocals there. And friends, you need to write in for information. I know a lot of you are very curious. I'm going to finally read that P.O. box to write in for information about Bob and the Church of the Subgenius and what all can be, how many brain cells you can lose by writing. Got that pencil? Bob at P.O. Box.
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. www.subgenius.com.
Oh yeah, Swingin' Love Corpses going out. I have to play this.
Dear friends,
we need that money.
I believe that you know how little money this station has to run on. I know because I've seen it. I've been in the temple. I've died. took the thing that Bob made me drink, and I saw you in the spirit, in the vision. I saw it coming. And your check coming in the mail. Oh, yes.
Oh, this is Timothy Leary, reminding you that just as you need slack, Bob needs your help. Send in those pledges and praise Bob.
I believe you can make this world a better place to live in.
People really don't listen without pain, do they? They must be bad people.
See, the problem with the believers is they think we're loaded already. And we are, but we don't have any money. So few are ready to put their beliefs on the line. The line where you sign your name on that check. Oh, I don't have a spare $10 because I'm going to spend it on cigarettes and liquor. Or even worse, by pretending to be a subgenius and pledging but never even actually sending the check. Huh? But I was getting late. Get on the stick, man. Promising ain't enough. Faith is not enough. But your paid-up pledge is enough. So reach down deep into that most sacred organ of your body, your wallet, and let there be slack.
This is what it sounds like to crash off a cigarette habit, friends.
We made it! Okay, Willie.
No, one last one, please. Just one last one.
So what, Mr. Dobbs? We're in shape for the finals. No, really, Mr. Dobbs. And by the way, Bob, just where is that long-promised bucket of pills? And tell me, Bob, what's this slack business? Shouldn't the hierarchical slack holders be getting unearthly dividends on a regular basis by now? Or is it just really too much fun, Bob? Well, there is a war on here, Bob, and whatever happened to too much is always better than not enough. Has there been inside trading in the Souls Repository in Dobbstown? Ah, oh, come on, Bob. Remember us? Remember the old guys? We used to sell frop mixture for you way back in the good old days. We've heard the old Dobbs Head snake oil routine before, Bob. We know all about the bleeding head of AP. But when will it come is what we want to know. When shall the fabled luck plane tilt? And when shall things at last begin to flow to all of us? Who, despite the perilous times in which we do live, cleave unto you still, O Bob. Next day's coming closer, Dobbs. You haven't got all the time to the end of the world, have you? Hadn't you better just get cranking, Mr. Dobbs?
Lovely from Michael Pepe, and this from DK Jones. Keep wondering, should I? I could probably smoke a cigarette on the way home from work here. I could. Why not? Come on. I could. There's There's probably a butt in my ashtray. Yes, yes, there is one. I'm sure of it. But yes, yes, please. Yes, why not? Yes, that's right. Why not? Why not kill Ramtha? Why not take the New Age creatures and kill them because those stupid non-smokers? I've always hated non-smokers. Now,
I'm killing a deceased, already passed away being.
Let's kill Ramtha.
We're simply going to kill Ramtha for the hell of it.
Yeah, let's just do it.
It's legal. One legal way to get away with murder, killing somebody.
Anyway, yeah.
I just thought it was Trent, which is right up there and killed him for the hell of
now,
it.
Now, if he just happens to be occupying some innocent bystander's body or misnight while we're killing him.
There's not much we can do about that, is there?
That's just not beside the point. That's ex facto. That's just
no view of beings that are riding pickup trucks.
No ye of beings that have come up here to kick your ass.
No ye of those who would destroy all channeling entities.
I am joy. I am outrageous. I am bruised.
Really would make friends with Aryan Nation people. Yeah. People that get riled up on... They're just as active in politics as Nicaragua protesters and people that go to nuclear sites. I mean, they're political kind of him, yeah. But they're just on that other side totally. Yeah. I mean, they would fly somewhere, make a protest, march, and be devoted to a thing. It just so happens to be the annihilation of certain races.
Yeah.
What I'd rather annihilate would be Boy George.
Just make friends with them and go up to Seattle and just have them all.
No you of beings which try to exterminate other races. I think you call them Nazis.
But I just could. If I could just get a bunch of them riled up and just they would just go and kill her.
Yeah.
I would just do that. If I could just do that, then I'd probably be charged.
Well, you know, after that song, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, came out, Doctors for Bob and Janet Huckley's Rick Maverick comedy troupe just recorded this rebuttal. Oh, yeah. I want to hurt him real bad. Oh, God. I just hurt him real bad.
Give me a ticket to London and a taxi cab to his house.
Oh, please. Oh, God. Just for a second. If only I could just be hurting him real, real bad. Oh, God. I could die happy if I could just... Oh God, I want to hurt him.
Just let me live five more minutes, but let those 5 minutes be me
hurting him real bad. Real, real bad. If I could just one molecule of his being, if I could just slash it with a razor and just, if it only it would hurt real, real bad. I mean, I'd go to work in a coal mine for the next 40 years if I knew somehow the money was being used to hurt him real bad.
I guess we'll have a lynching, eh?
Friends, if you're interested in more history of the Church of the Subgenius, there will be an online course taught in that. That's why we're doing these rerun type shows. And if you want information about that, you can check out maybelogic.org or even maybelogic.com. It's Maybe Logic Academy that is doing this. For information on the Church of the Subgenius, please look into subgenius.com. That music in the background there was Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Masters. Thank you.